Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Tuesday, August 27th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 495940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDCT lawmakers say they will boycott the official opening of parliament by President Robert Mugabe Tuesday in protest of the July 31st vote results.
Really unfortunate. It's not in the interest of our country. I don't know what we are trying to teach our people as Zimbabweans. I think we must learn to accept defeat. If people have lost an election, it is not the end of the world.
A new report says the quality of news reporting in Zimbabwe has steadily declined since 2000 thanks to political interference, polarization, corruption and other challenges.
Those in the state media don't want to see anything wrong that is done by the government. Those in the private media don't want to see anything wrong that is done by the government. Those in the private media don't want to see anything wrong that is done by the opposition.
Artists for Democracy Trust in Zimbabwe say the peace caravan featuring top musicians will continue to target troubled communities to stop politically motivated violence.
The quality of news reporting in Zimbabwe has steadily declined since 2000 thanks to political interference, polarization, corruption and other challenges. That assessment from a report today by the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, Taura Ishava has details.
The report entitled The State of Journalism in Zimbabwe is based on confidential interviews with a number of Zimbabwean journalists and media professionals. It found a serious drop of professionalism and disregard of ethics by Zimbabwean journalists. The report blames this largely on interference by politicians. In 2000, it says the ZANU-PF government wanted to counter the MDC as the party was gaining popularity. Largely through former Information Minister Jonathan Moyo, the government instructed state journalists what stories to write and how to write them, and used legal and extra-legal means to discipline privately owned media critical of its policies. As other political leaders started seeing the media as either patriotic or treasonous, they began to speak only to those media outlets they support. That made it extremely difficult for media houses to adhere to the journalistic principles of balance and fairness, accuracy and independence. While conditions improved in the first years of the unity government, the report says inter-party tensions ahead of the 2013 elections changed that. It quotes a sub-editor of the Herald newspaper saying, in June this year, the newspaper was instructed that any photo of the MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai published in the newspaper needed to, quote, depict him in a state of confusion. VMCZ's Ethics Committee Chairman and veteran journalist Tafumama Chakaire told Studio 7 that his committee monitored 5 publications during the run-up to the elections and agrees with the findings of the report.
I would say, to a large extent, they are quite similar, and we did express concern in all the 5 publications that we published about the polarization in the media and the one-sidedness of the stories that tended to appear in the private vis-a-vis the public media, and the firefighting that we saw from the stories that were being run, and ZTV was giving live coverage to one political party, and we also saw that with radio stations and newspapers would concentrate on particular political parties rather than issues to do with real elections and the issues to inform the public.
The report also highlights the taking of bribes as rampant among journalists in both the private and state media, adding that some journalists at ZTV revealed that they regularly receive bribes in exchange for positive coverage of certain prominent people. The report says, although news websites and radio stations like SW Radio, Radio VOP, and the Voice of America Studio 7 have provided alternative spaces for the expression of other views besides official ones, they often articulate what the report calls a narrow regime change agenda, more to win the favor of their funders than to promote democracy and active citizenship in Zimbabwe. The report also alleges that some stories by overseas journalists are sensational. Programs officer Lofty Dube told Studio 7 that VMCZ commissioned the report over its concern about the decline of professionalism in the media and the growing appearance of what he calls hate speech.
We commissioned the research as a result of seeing a lot of problems that we identified in the media. We had realized that the media was not professional, and we had also realized an issue that worried us, the use of hate speech and hate language in the media. And as a result, we wanted to go back and say, look, if this is happening, is this a reflection of the ethics we have in the country?
Dube says the findings of the report will help VMCZ formulate programs that can be used to restore professionalism among journalists.
What the report clearly points out, it points out to a lot of shortfalls, shortcomings that were identified. This creates a good platform for the VMCZ to come up with strategies on how to address the shortfalls which were identified in the report. The most obvious one pertains to the issue of training. This would help us to tailor-make courses that would be appropriate in terms of dealing with the journalists.
VMCZ promotes professionalism and self-regulation of the media industry. VMCZ launched the report in Gweru yesterday. It was written by Wallace Juma, a media studies lecturer at the University of Cape Town. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.